The interview.
The truly awful idea of dismantling the Minneapolis Police Department will not go away. There's a push to replace the city's police department with a new Department of Public Safety. Former Hennepin County Sheriff Rich Stanek joins me now to discuss. Sheriff, welcome to the show.
Jason, thanks for having me on.
Where do things stand exactly? A judge said no to voting on the concept, and now I guess the council's taking it up anyway?
Well, judge said yes. Someone else said no. Judge said yes. Someone else said no. And then the Supreme Court said, put it on the ballot. So now we're on the ballot for November 2. We're about 3 weeks into mail-in early voting and about 3 weeks or so to go to the final vote.
I covered this story originally before the judge had ruled on Fox News, and I had taken the position that, you know what, vote on it. At some point, the voters do have to step up and make a decision. They either want to dismantle the police department or they don't. Why not just have them vote?
Well, that's great. That's a great question, but keep in mind that, you know, this whole controversy has really been about one segment of the population says, hey, we want police reform. Another one says, abolish and defund. Another one says, wait a minute, the question on the ballot itself is misleading. What the ballot says now is that they will delete the Minneapolis Police Department, abolish it, and defund it, and replace it with a Department of Public Safety. The problem is there are guarantees in the current language that's in place, which guarantees a number of sworn officers, 1.7 per 1,000 residents, and guarantees a certain amount of funding. Mm-hmm. Once that's gone, city council can do as they wish. And the second part of this is that it moves from a strong mayor system in which the mayor appoints the chief of police, and the chief of police works for the mayor and the residents of the city, and now replaces it with 13 new bosses called the 13 council members. And, you know, when everybody's in charge, no one's in charge, Jason.
Well, in fairness, when everyone's in charge who all thinks the same and it's an echo chamber, it does mix it up just a little bit, but your point is well taken. It is a horrible idea. It's one that, if it were to be established, it would destroy the city of Minneapolis. But I suppose I still take the same position. The people of Minneapolis now have to stand up. Right. I come from a city that I say the exact same thing to people. We have right now a Seattle city attorney who candidate won the primary. She is a police and prison abolitionist who says she's not going to prosecute crimes. OK, you know what? If that's the decision the voters want to go in, go for it. Put it on record. Live with the consequences, because sometimes you do have to hit rock bottom before you realize the damage that you're doing to yourself and to others. Maybe that's what Minneapolis has to be. My sense is there is this anxiety, of which I share, that the voters do want this, and it'll create momentum in other places.
You know, it's interesting because about, in early polling, it was about a 50-50 proposition. People wanted it, people didn't want it. What was interesting, though, is that they were saying that the communities of color are the ones that wanted to abolish and defund the police, yet 75% people of color say, no, we actually want more police officers. With this ballot initiative, we will not get more police officers. They will abolish and defund. And what happens in Minneapolis, this is just a test case. This is the blueprint for the rest of the country. It will happen in a major city near you very soon. Portland, you know, L.A., New
Absolutely.
York, Chicago, you name it. And, you know, with all fairness, I mean, these 13 council members have no plan. This thing will go into effect 30 days after November 2nd, right? So about December 2nd or 3rd, this goes into effect. Whereas there is no more Minneapolis Police Department, there's a Department of Public Safety. Lo and behold, wouldn't surprise you, these 13 have not even come up with an idea about what a Department of Public Safety would look like. Mm-hmm. They haven't told the voters or the residents anything.
Yeah.
They deserve better. In the meantime, our violent crime skyrockets.
Yep.
You know, our murder rates are up 78-79%. Gunshot victims are up 45-50%. It is chaos. And the only ones that are winning at the end of the day are the bad guys and women, because there's some women out there mm-hmm. who want to do us harm. And that's not fair to the police. It's not fair to the residents of the city.
It's not. You're 100% correct. And you know what? If this were to pass, you're right. It would create a whole bunch of momentum. But the opposite is also true. If it doesn't pass, it kills momentum on this. And that's what I'm hoping will happen. Again, I have anxiety about all of these votes, whether it's in Minneapolis or here in Seattle. But at some point, people need to just go on the record. And it seems like this is the most obvious horrible idea that one could potentially come up with for policing, and the people need to speak clearly, loudly and clearly, that they don't want it. If they want it, they're going to live with the consequences, and unfortunately that means even more crime. We've been talking with former Hennepin County Sheriff Rich Stanek. Sheriff, thank you so much for stopping by and weighing in on this. I really appreciate it.
Jason, can I tell you just one more thing
of
that
course.
Really caught my attention? And I've been a cop for 36 years. I'm a Minneapolis police officer for nearly 25 years and the sheriff of that county, Hennepin County, for the last 12. And I've been working with this group, fightforheroes.com, which will, you know, tell people what this is and what this isn't. But what really got my attention was when I saw the amount of money that was going in to support and pass this abolish and defund the Minneapolis Police Department, over $1 million, maybe $1.5 million, and yet only 15% of those monies were coming in from residents of the city of Minneapolis. That means that 85% or so from outside. What does that tell you at the end of the day? Or does that lend credence to when I say this is just the blueprint? This is just a test case. It's coming to a major U.S. city near you in the near future.
100%. And that it happens in Minnesota is interesting, right? Because it's not happening necessarily, not this way in Seattle or Portland or New York, where you kind of would expect more of that kind of stuff to happen. It's happening in Minneapolis. They're obviously taking advantage of recent news, but that's the way it goes. And that's an unfortunate reality that we live in right now. It truly is. I hope the voters there wise up just very quickly. Do you think they're going to see through this?
You know, I am hopeful that the voters of Minneapolis will vote no. I agree with you. Put it on the ballot if they so wish. Just be honest and candid. They've done the best job they can through the courts in terms of the language. But now it's about educating the residents of Minneapolis. I believe the ballot initiative will be defeated. I think the police officers deserve better than what their elected officials are giving them. And I honestly believe, as a lifelong resident and born and raised in Minneapolis, that those residents deserve so much more better than the violent crime that's been happening.
I agree with you. I hope the voters make the right move, unless the city is filled with people who hold crazier views than you and I assume they do. But we'll see how it goes. Hennepin County Sheriff, Sheriff Rich Stanek, thank you so much for giving us your perspective on this. I really do appreciate it. Keep up the fight.
Thanks, Jason.
Absolutely. Bye-bye. You're listening to The Jason Rance Show. Now this.